Station, Venus, an adventure with Rocky's star.
With the death of Gregor, Professor Vernon feels that all their troubles are over. Jan Kabar has other ideas.
If only he knew who I am and from where I come, he would not be so heavy. Hey, little robot? We will crush their plans, didn't we?
14 days after leaving the station hospital, the professor had taught Rocky to fly the Blue Streak, and it is loaded all ready for the Venus flight. 12 hours before takeoff, Anne rushes to Rocky and tells him that her father has disappeared. Why didn't you come to us before?
I wanted to, but Captain Clark made me wait until his man has been all over the station.
And there's no trace of him?
No. And a little while ago, one of the guards found his bloodstained shirt. Oh, Rocky, I think Daddy's been murdered.
Murdered?
Yeah, Rocky, I'm afraid that's what happened.
Oh, Anne. Anne, try not to cry.
I won't. I promise.
Say, who the heck would have done this?
What does Captain Clark say?
Not much. He says that we'll find Daddy alive and well. Oh, if only I could believe that.
And I'm sure you can.
Say, Rocky, where are the planes going?
The captain's arranged an air search, too. There's a look outside the station. Every person here is searching for him.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, Rocky, let's join in.
Mitch, just a minute. And when was your father last seen?
Well, no one seems to know, Rocky. The last I saw him, Jan and I had breakfast with him. He left before we'd finished.
Did he mention where he was going?
Not that I remember.
Did Jan go with him?
Don't suspect him of murdering Daddy, do you?
Well, I didn't say that, Anne.
You mean it, though. I can tell by your tone.
Anne, please.
Oh, why do you always accuse him of everything?
You haven't answered my question.
It's the most absurd thing I've ever...
Ah, there you are, Anne.
Oh, Jan, is there any news?
Not as yet, my dear. Do not fear. Your father is not dead.
Jan, I pray so.
He will be found alive and well.
You sound very confident, Kabar.
Naturally.
Almost as if you knew where he was.
What?
Oh, Rocky, you're being ridiculous. Anne had nothing to do with Daddy's disappearance.
My dear Anne, I am certain he did not mean that. Did you, Rocky?
Where did you go after breakfast, Kabar?
I worked with Anne, checking equipment for the Venus flight.
Oh.
We were together until Captain Clark reported that her father was missing.
Who first discovered that he was missing?
You've no right to ask all these questions.
Anne, I'm only trying to work things out.
I suggest you leave that to the FBI and join the searchers. Come on, Jan, we'll go back to Captain Clark. He might have some news for us.
Well, did you put your big foot in it? Anne's jumping mad at you.
I know.
And no wonder. She's in love with Kabar.
Yes. Otherwise, she'll see he isn't all he pretends.
Now, Rocky, what do you mean by that?
Mitch, I'm positive he's at the bottom of this disappearance.
Ah, you got him on the brain. Look, forget it and let's join the search. The more who look, the better hope we have of finding the professor. Take a rest, Rocky. I'm all in. We've been rushing around for hours.
Well, we won't locate the professor that way.
Well, he's not here, I tell you. They've been over to the station with a toothpick.
Mitch, he's somewhere about.
Okay. Where?
He's hidden away.
Ah, you're nuts, Rocky. Look, it's like I said, whoever kidnapped him has got him out of the station.
No one has left this place in the last 48 hours. They couldn't without being seen.
Look, hang on to your pants. This dump's big. 25 miles square, remember?
Yes, and it's surrounded by a man-proof electric fence.
Yeah.
Anyone touches that dies instantly and the alarm bells ring in the guardhouse.
It's okay, but there's still the security plane.
They've all been accounted for.
Oh.
No, Mitch, the professor's still on this station.
Look, Rocky, every guy here is searching for him, and what happens? Nothing. Now, look, I figured that he... You say, Rocky...
Hmm? Yeah?
You reckon he's still alive?
Why?
Well, if the murderer buried his body...
He hasn't been murdered.
Well, they found a blood-stained shirt, you know.
Ah, that's only a red herring tossed on the trail. Mitch, there's no point to murdering him. What good would it do?
Well, it'd mean the end of the Venus flight, I guess.
Well, yes, I suppose it would.
Hey, Rocky, who do you suppose would want that to happen, though?
Jan Kabar might.
Oh, there you go again. We get back to him every time.
Everything leads back to him.
Now, you got a one-track mind, pal. Why are you so suspicious of him? Got a perfect alibi.
Well, I can't explain, Mitch. It's just that something inside me keeps on repeating, it's him. It's him. Come on, let's join Anne and see whether she has any news.
Professor
we're wasting time.
Yeah.
Jan and I went over this underground room hours ago.
Well, it won't hurt to go over it again.
Oh, look, we've been in every possible corner, looked everywhere. Daddy's not here.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ann. Come on, Rocky, give it away.
Mitch, wait a minute, please.
What are you scratching around for? You look like a cat.
Oh, just an idea I have. Wait a minute. I'll tell you if I find anything.
Okay, do that.
Oh.
What is it, Ann?
I... Oh, Mitch, I'm terribly frightened. I'm afraid we'll never see Daddy again.
Now, honey, relax. Don't give up hope.
I don't want to, and yet it seems so pointless. Nighttime now, and...
We get every chance, so don't give up hope.
Well, every man on the station's been looking for him all day. You know that. But he can't see him taking the guard off the blue streak.
Yeah, I guess he'd do that.
And the longer they...
Mitch!
Yeah?
You and Ann, come here!
Have you found him?
No, just another trapdoor. Look.
Well, I'll go hopping.
Well, we didn't see this before,
Rocky. It's been open lately, too. Look, you can see where the earth's been disturbed.
Yeah.
Mitch, come on now. Give me a hand to lift it. Looks pretty heavy to me.
Yeah, you think I ought to? You know I'm kind of delicate, Rocky. I don't want to go...
Come on, Mitch, come on, come on. Yeah. Give me a hand.
Okay, okay. Can we both grab hold of the ring?
I think so. I ought to be able to.
Right?
Right. Yep. All right. Look. Both together. Hey.
Come on, Rocky, do something. Don't just stand there.
All right, come on now. Come on, Mitch.
And again.
All right.
You coming?
I think so. Wait a minute. Right, this time.
Yeah. Up.
Go.
There.
There it is.
All right, come on. Throw it back. Mitch.
I'm
on. Your torch. Come on, your torch.
I have one here.
Look, shine it down there.
Here you are.
Hey, say,
look. There's some steps.
Yeah, it looks kind of sneaky, doesn't it?
Rocky! There's something lying back from the steps. Rocky, it's Daddy.
Now, wait a minute.
Daddy!
Now, keep your torchlight on, Ann.
Right.
I'm going to go down.
Now, watch yourself, Rocky. You never know who might be waiting.
Mitch, if I yell, raise the alarm.
Sure thing.
Mitch, Daddy's not moving.
No, he's not, honey.
He's got to be all right.
Say, you okay, Rocky?
So far. Come on down.
Down there?
Come on, yes. There's nothing to hurt us.
Well, you go first, Ann. I'll be right behind you.
Rocky, is Daddy...
He's alive, Ann. Got that torch?
Yes, here it is.
Shine it on his face.
Rocky, he seems as though he's asleep.
Now, don't worry. Don't worry. He's been chloroformed. Can't you smell it?
Yeah, I was wondering what the smell was.
Oh, Daddy, speak to me.
He won't wake up just yet.
Who'd have done this?
At the moment, the important question is why.
Yeah, that's the year's biggest quiz question. Well, brother, have they caused a fuss in the station? The whole place is turned upside down. Ann says they even took the guards off the blue streak to join in the hunt.
What? Then the ship's not guarded?
No, no. Captain Clark put them into the search late this afternoon. Oh, that doesn't matter. They're Rocky Daddy's saved. Thanks to you.
Gosh, that's it. That's it.
So what's gotten into you, Rocky?
I know now why your father was hidden down here, Ann. So that the blue streak would be left unguarded. Mitch, come on.
Where to?
Back to the spaceship.
Now, wait a minute.
We've not time. Whoever kidnapped the professor is out to destroy the blue streak.
Well, yeah, but we can't leave Ann here.
You'll be all right, won't you, Ann?
Yes, of course.
We'll send Captain Clark back. Mitch, on your way. We haven't a moment to lose.
Yeah, but I still don't get the setup.
Mitch. Stop asking questions and do as I say.
Okay, but who do you expect to find in the control cabin?
Jan Kavar.
Oh, Rocky, look, you're...
He's the only person on this station who'd want to cripple the ship.
But why?
Because of Ann Vernon.
What?
He's in love with her, and from something he said to me the other day, he believes that she's in love with me.
You mean he's jealous of you?
Yes, he is. He's determined to stop her going to Venus with me. Well, the best way to do that... It's to smash the blue streak.
Well, that sounds crazy to me.
Jealousy makes people crazy.
Oh, Rocky, you're wrong. I can't see him doing that.
Come on. You wait here.
Not me. I'm going in there with you.
All right, then watch yourself, Mitch. Kabar might have a gun. And keep your voice down.
Okay, Rocky. He'd be waiting for us. He sure would have heard a lift.
Well, he mightn't have. He's got all the lights on.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's doing. He must be in the control cabin.
Well, he's not in the airlock chamber anyways.
No. We'll slip up. Mitch!
Yeah?
Look over by the switchboard.
It's a robot. About 2 feet high.
Yes. In human shape.
Say, Say, it's for all the world like that one we saw at Las Vegas. Well, Rocky, it's dressed like a little man. Well, what's it doing?
Something with that switchboard.
Well, of all the...
Mitch, I'm going to grab it.
Now, be careful, Rocky.
You cover me with your gun while I creep up on it.
It's turning round. Look at its face, will you? And those two eyes. It's staring straight at us. Oh, jeepers, it gives me the creep.
Stay where you are.
Don't move. Let's turn out the light. What do we do?
Now, listen, Mitch. I'll grab it as it comes towards the door.
But it might do it.
It's coming straight for us.
Yeah.
I got you. Mitch, I...
Ah! Rocky!
Where are you?
Rocky!
Rocky's cry of pain echoes round the airlock chamber of the giant spaceship. His heart beating fast, Mitch searches for his friend in the darkness. What has happened to Rocky and where is the robot? Be certain to be with us for thrills and startling developments in the next exciting chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.